The conviction of Tipperary trainer Philip Fenton for horse doping yesterday has raised questions about Irish horse racing's reputation. Earlier this month, another trainer, Pat Hughes, was fined £2,500 and told to pay £5,600 in costs after being found guilty of possessing unauthorised animal medicines. I'll be speaking shortly to trainer Noel Mead, but first, John Mooney, crime and security correspondent with the Sunday Times, is on the line. John, you've been writing about this issue for some time. Might this just be one or two small issues, or is there a deeper problem in your view?
I think any independent analysis of the situation would reveal that there is a significant problem with doping in this country. Both Customs, the Gardaí, the Department of Agriculture Special Investigations Unit and the Turf Club are now in possession of information which shows that large quantities of illegal animal drugs, including performance enhancing steroids, have been imported from various locations around the world into Ireland and purchased by lots of different people involved in equestrian pursuits, greyhound racing and in horse racing. I think what we're seeing at the moment is in the number of cases that are becoming before the courts is evidence that I suppose the Turf Club and the Department of Agriculture have kind of taken a very proactive approach to tracking down those people involved and carrying out proper inspections and mounting prosecutions against those involved. But certainly from my own investigations into this matter, there's at least 4 to 5 groups importing these type of drugs at the moment and selling them within the horse racing and training fraternity.
Noel Mead, I'm just looking at the sports section of the Daily Telegraph. It's their big story. It takes up half a page. Fenton fined €6,000 for having 250 steroid doses. This is big news even beyond these shores. How concerned are you as a trainer?
Well, obviously we are concerned. However, I don't think there is anything like, I don't think it's a problem in the country. I don't think there's anything. I'd say 99% of racing in Ireland is as clean as a whistle. I don't think there's any problem as such. This is kind of in connection with a guy that bought stuff into the country about 5 or 6 years ago, on this, or maybe even less, maybe 4 years ago, who brought this stuff into the country. But I think at this stage, with the amount of testing that's been done, like every winner in Ireland is dope tested. Every in graded races and grade one races, the first 3 horses are dope tested. There's also spot checks on horses done that. The Department of Agriculture, the Turf Club, have been doing spot checks on yards around the country vigorously now for the last year or maybe more. And nothing else, to my knowledge, has been shown up so far. And I think that it's basically a kind of this is wrong. There's no question about it. And we would hate to think that anybody could be involved in this. And I honestly think myself, 99% of the country is clean.
Why do you think, Noel Mead, that to use your own phrase, they have got more vigorous about the inspections in the last year or so?
Well, they did discover that that a certain individual had brought in quite an amount of this stuff into the country, and because of that, they have been testing on that, or have been going doing spot checks around the country, and they've done quite a few of them. I'd say at this stage, probably every trainer's yard in the country has been inspected. I've been inspected here myself twice, maybe 3 times even, and the top trainer's yards in the country, like, I mean, even the likes of Dermot Weld, I know he was inspected the other day. So, I mean, they have moved around the country to small and big yards all around the country.
Now, is this the department inspecting, or is it the Turf Club?
The Turf Club have been very vigorous in their efforts. They've tried very hard to keep on top of this, and the department as well. Both the agricultural department have been, as the Department of Agriculture have been moving around the country and doing spot checks all around the country.
So, John Mooney, is it possible that these, as I said, to come back to the question I was asking you first, are very isolated instances or incidents, given, as Noel Mead says, every winner is dope tested, and in Group 1 races, the top three are tested?
Well, no. I think it really is important to put the facts of the matter out here. Noel Mead is a racehorse trainer, and of course, there's no suggestion that people like Noel Mead would be involved in this activity, but the facts speak for themselves. Much of the investigations has focused on seizures that were made by customs in the past number of years, and analysis of the type of drugs that were being imported illegally and which have been seized. And it should be stated, Sean, that that's the tip of the iceberg, led the investigations into a retired department vet from Carlow, man called John Hughes. Subsequent investigation, he was found to be in possession of these type of drugs and had been supplying them. Subsequent investigations into his activities alone, never mind the other people involved in this, had discovered that over a number of years he'd imported 250 kilos of nitrotine into the state. Now, just to put that in context, that's enough to dope to administer 62,500 doses, according to independent veterinary analysis of what he was involved in. Now, again, that's only one particular type of drug, which is nitrotine. Subsequent investigations into sort of the use of this drug has led investigators to look at all sorts of people involved in this. You might remember Willie Millens, who is a very, very reputable trainer, actually put security on some of his own horses going to Cheltenham because he was worried about sedatives being administered to them secretly in order to nobble some of his horses. So there is a great degree of concern within the racing community in relation to this matter. But it should be stated, Sean, that these drugs are being seized. I know the Department of Agriculture and the Turf Club recently received a list from just one supplier alone, which gave hundreds of names of people who'd purchased prohibited drugs, and including performance-enhancing drugs in recent years from Australia, where some of these products are legal and can be used in out-of-season training. It should also be stated that the Turf Club have only recently changed their doping testing regime to sort of test for these drugs in horses that are in out-of-season training. Noel Mead is correct when he said that winners at races are being tested to see if they have been doped. But what he maybe failed to admit is that the Turf Club have only recently, since we started highlighting this issue a year ago, changed their testing and doping regime to look at horses that are in training. That's horses that are not on the race course but are being trained. Nitrotine, one of the main drugs that's involved in this controversy, is used to is administered to horses whilst they are in training, in other words, to build them up stamina, etc., and to allow them to give them greater endurance. The Turf Club wasn't testing in those circumstances and have only recently adopted a new testing regime to target this. So in terms of the current operations that are going on, these are really a recent phenomenon, and Noel Mead himself has actually written letters to the Irish Field, etc., stating some of his concerns about some of the inspections that are happening because there's a feeling that they become so the offensive was becoming, I suppose, a bit overhanded in terms of trying to target the people involved in this. But Sean, I can absolutely assure you that these drugs are being imported. The investigation so far have focused on supplies that were coming in from Australia, but I understand from intelligence available to customs and the other regulatory authorities involved in this that there's also drugs being smuggled in from South America and other countries around the world, and indeed Phil Fenton, there was evidence given in the case that the nitrotine that he was caught in possession of had actually been provided to him by someone in Dubai.
Noel, I'm just looking as well at the reports now. As we know, Michael O'Leary of Ryanair fame, he has taken his horses out of Philip Fenton's yard. But when this story blew up originally, I think just a few weeks before Cheltenham, O'Leary was quoted again in the aforementioned Telegraph saying, "I spoke to Philip on Monday. He's more embarrassed than anything else. We should remember that all this happened 2.5 years ago. We support Philip wholeheartedly. You couldn't meet a straighter or more honest fellow. I'm sure he'll be fine. This is bureaucracy gone mad. Jobs for the boys. It's the Department of Agriculture trying to make work for themselves by wanting proper labels on every single bottle in the yard." He was singing a different tune yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, look, I can't answer what for Michael O'Leary, like whatever he decided, but he decided that he wasn't going to have his horses in training. Like, Philip, he'll have to stand up and put his hands up and say he was convicted, which he was, and I'm sure Michael decided at that stage that he wasn't going to have his horses there if that was the case. As I say, I can't speak for Michael O'Leary.
And there is the possibility of an appeal that has been mentioned, and indeed also in the case of Pat Hughes, who was found, he was convicted last week. But just reading Brian O'Connor, the racing correspondent in the Irish Times today, he said that he reports that the British Horse Racing Authority sent its own dope testing unit to Fenton's Yard last February after news of him, of his impending trial became public. Is that a right that they have to send their inspectors from Britain into yards in this country then?
Well, I'm not sure it's a right that they had, but I think at the time they were invited. I could stand corrected on this, but I think at the time they were, that Philip had a few horses to run in Cheltenham, and I think he invited the English authorities to come and check the horses, and they obviously found nothing, and the horses ran. But I think that was what happened at the time. I think actually Philip made an offer to let them come and check the horses.
John Mooney, do you expect that there will be further prosecutions, or is it likely then that because the department has changed its inspection regime, I think Minister Coveney was on about that lately, saying that the thing had been strengthened, that the problem may have been dealt with by and large at this stage?
No, I don't. I think this type of activity, it's particularly endemic in greyhound racing. I think there are illegal drugs being sold through all sorts of operations, both legitimate and illegal in this country, and I've been looking at this for quite a while, so I'm aware of that. This is big business. There are a number of people who are involved in this that haven't been publicly identified as yet. Their names are appearing on paperwork. They've purchasing legal anabolic steroids through family members and through associates for, one would presume, use in to train horses. And also, it should be stated, some of these drugs are being used to bolster the image of horses. In terms of my own investigations into this matter would lead me to believe that many horses that are being sold sort of for point-to-point may have been administered these drugs prior to the yearly sales. In other words, to make these horses look better to foreign purchasers and that. So I think that there is an industry around us at the moment, and it's also pretty endemic in equestrian sports. Certainly the evidence that I've seen and information and the names that I've seen on would suggest that the use of sedatives, for example, on hot horses participating in equestrian pursuits is quite a problem as well. I think that there's a real issue with the sale of substances within the sort of horse racing, greyhound racing, equestrian pursuits and agricultural community. It's a problem and it's there. And it really is now an argument for setting up maybe a Garda unit that works with the Department of Agriculture, or even taking that responsibility away from the Department of Agriculture to allow the guards to deal with it, customs to deal with it, because you really do need that sort of competent law enforcement authority. I mean, I do find it ironic in many ways. There is a resistance to this inspection regime among certain racehorse trainers who have lodged all sorts of complaints and about the inspection system, because it is described as sort of heavy-handed, etc. But what people fail to really understand is that if you're importing these drugs and if you're using these drugs and if you've got people involved in the veterinary profession, etc., administering these drugs to horses, you don't leave the drugs, you know, in the medicines cabinet marked illegal drugs or something like that. Inspections have to be carried out, and they're carried out properly, and you leave no stone unturned. And what the Turf Club and the Department are trying to do is protect the integrity of Irish racing and the bloodstock industry. But there is a certain level of resistance to that, and as long as that resistance is there, this type of activity will continue. I have met very, very few people now, and you know what I do for a living, that are sort of, a lot of people are approaching me privately, who are quite well-known names in the racing fraternity, and they're delighted to see what the Turf Club and the department are involved in at the moment,
right,
because they feel that this is the way forward, which is a fairly tight regime that doesn't leave any stone unturned.
And finally, to yourself, Noel Mead, as somebody who operates at the top end of the bloodstock industry, would you welcome an even more ruthless and even stricter regime then?
I just want to just bring up a few points he brought up there, because he mentioned earlier in the
John,
I wrote against these inspections. And actually what I did was, in an interview in the Irish Field, what I said was that we welcomed the inspections, which we do. The trainers welcome them, because everybody wants to play off a level playing field. And we welcome these inspections. But there is a civilised manner in which they can be done. And unfortunately, the Department of Agriculture at the time didn't behave like civilised people when they went to yards. And they left people in a distressed state. And this is a fact. Like, this is not something that I made up. And he just want to... Well, he's making very broad statements there about what he's saying about horses are getting this and getting that. I'm not sure if it's right to be saying things like that if you haven't got proof to back it up.
But I'm sorry, Noel, I have to interject there. Already the department and the Turf Club are aware, and they've documentary evidence, that there was 250 kilos alone by one individual of nitrotane imported over between 2002 and 2012 until that individual was caught. That's enough for 62,500 doses. That's not an insignificant number.
Noel, last word.
Yes, but I'd just say that he's kind of leaving a broad spectrum across. This has been used by people selling horses, or by people doing this, that, and the other, without any evidence to say it has. Like, I don't know where it went or where it didn't go. I know that, as far as I'm concerned, none of it has shown up to any or to 99% of the members of our association.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Noel Mead, racehorse trainer, and also John Mooney, crime correspondent of the Sunday Times. We'll be talking libel laws after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.